Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with the Cayman Hunter. I'm Bam Rubenstein, a.k.a. the Cayman Hunter, and I'll be your host. Live comes to you on Blog Talk Radio from the Cayman Ranch every Wednesday afternoon at 1300 hours CST. 1300 CST is 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, and noon in the Mountain Time Zone. Each week, we will take a topic related to the crocodilian species known scientifically as Cayman crocodilus, or more commonly referred to as the spectacled caiman, and fill your head with dreams of becoming a zoologist, a herpetologist, a high school biology teacher, or maybe even a narrator for Animal Planet's Crocodile Week. One can only hope. The introductory music you hear in the background is provided by and courtesy of Richard Daynar of Richard Daynar Music, which can be found at myspace.com/RichardDaynarMusic and facebook.com/RichardDaynarMusic. Thank you, Richard Daynar. Rebroadcasts of this show can be found on Blog Talk Radio soon after the live broadcast ends and on caymanhunter.com/radioshow.html. So take off your shoes and come join us in the croc pond.
Hey everybody, this is Bam, the Cayman Hunter, coming to you live from Cayman Ranch, just outside of Austin, Texas. The Cayman Ranch, where we keep, house, and try to rehome or rehabilitate all the caiman that we've saved. In the meantime, let me get to the talking points first of today's show, stuff I want to get to before we get to the show. I want to say hello to Shane, my partner, out in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Right now he's running Lewis Stone out in Baton Rouge. If you need any stonework, paverwork, brickwork, stuff like that, and you're in the Louisiana area, look up Lewis Stone in Baton Rouge. Again, we'd like to thank Richard Daynar, who's probably listening either now or maybe to our archives. I went to school with Richard whenever there was like a substitute teacher. The guy got up to play the piano in front of the room, if there was a piano in the room, which there was a couple times, if I remember correctly, at IS 145 in Jackson Heights. Boy has talent, let me tell you that. If you need a keyboard guy or an extra track or two for an upcoming album, look up Richard Daynar. Our webpage is caymanhunter.com. Many things are associated with that, and I'll get to some of them in a few minutes. I want to say hello to the friends of the show, forgetmenotforkids.com, austincustomtallet.com, and a new friend of the show, castcovers.com. You got to check that one out. That's not bad. Anyway, let's see. Iris Orzak, a hottie from Jackson Heights, should be listening to us. Looking over the statistics from last week, it looks like an old friend of mine, Giorgio Bracali, stopped by to say hello last week. At least stopped by to listen in for a little while last week. Want to say hello to Giorgio. Marie Five and Wendy, also known as Wens, from ITR. I believe they were listening in or usually listen in. If they're out there listening, hello, Wen. Hello, Marie. Those are my friends from ITR. That's In the Rooms, intherooms.com. A couple of our followers, Python Man on American Heroes Radio. I always want to say hello to our friends. If you want to get in touch with us, if you want to be linked, if you want to send us a message, if you want to hear from us and you don't want to call in, for whatever reason you don't want to hear your voice or you're a little bit embarrassed for other people to hear you, and you don't want to call in, and by the way, the call-in number is 818-369-1429. Again, 818-369-1429. I'm not always looking at the screen, but if you do call in, hang on. I definitely will get to you. We don't get very many callers, so I'll see you up there. I'll see you on the board. I'll see you on the switchboard, and I'll get to you, I promise. 818-369-1429. Now, if you don't want to call in, for whatever reason, you're a little bit embarrassed or whatever reason, it doesn't really matter, and you want to be linked, you want to be a friend of the show, you want to help out, you want to know something about Cayman, you can either send us a message at caymanhunter.com /radioshow.html, if I'm not mistaken. No, that should be it. Or send us an email at bam@caymanhunter.com. Or you can go to our website, caymanhunter.com, and look for the message board. Any of those ways you can get in hold of us. Bam@caymanhunter.com. They do have this chat session thing on the switchboard where you're supposed to be able to talk or text live with people who want to text with you, find out information, but don't want to call in. But I have enough time just figuring out what to do, and it's just me and a phone. So I haven't turned on the chat session. I'm really sorry about that. But if you do want to text us, you could Skype me, CMNHNTR. That's Cayman Hunter without any vowels. The same thing is true. I'm on there at night usually. If you want to look for me on Skype, I'm on there usually at night. CMNHNTR. If you want to send us an email, bam@caymanhunter.com, although you have to write out Cayman Hunter in this case, CAIMANHUNTER, one word, .com. Or if you want to leave us a message on our message board, go to caymanhunter.com, look down the bottom of the third column on the right side, down at the bottom, you'll see where it says message board guest book. Send us a message. Those things, emails I answer quickly, Skype I get to once in a while, the rest of the stuff as I have a chance. But email is usually the best way. Okay, after the show, archived copies of this and previous shows can be found at blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caymanhunter. And also at caymanhunter.com/radioshow.html. Again, the call-in number for today's show, or every week's show, is 818-369-1429. Now, there is a favor I'd like to ask you guys, a favor I'd like to ask all the people that listen in, the people that listen on the archives, the people that send me messages, call me up or Skype me and let me know what's going on or want to hear about things. I would really, really love to see you hit the follow me button. If you want to, follow the show, hit the follow button right up underneath. If you go to our website, not our website, if you go to the radio show's website, blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caymanhunter, right away at the top, right now you'll see a red banner that says on the air, and you can definitely click on it and listen to us on the air. However, on the far left side of that box, there's a picture of, I think that's Angel. I'm pretty sure that's Angel. There's a picture of Angel on the left-hand side of the screen. Right underneath that, it says follow. And if you guys could hit the button that says follow, I'd really appreciate it. If I look off to the right, I see only two followers. I look over to the right underneath that, and I see that only two listeners listened recently, and it makes it look like that nobody's out there. And I know I get calls, I get emails, I get people talking to me about it, so there's somebody out there. At least I'd like to think that they're out there, even though, well, how else would they know to call me and talk to me and write to me and stuff? So you got to be out there. If you are, please hit follow. I will never use that information to send people your way or use it as a third party anything or send you spam or even email you for any reason whatsoever. I just like to look over there, and if you want, I could thank you. It's like I did today. I would. You don't even have to ask. I'll just thank you for listening. Thank you for following. So that's on the right-hand side. That's on the left-hand side of the box as you pull up bam-the-caymanhunter on the blogtalkradio.com website. Hit the button that says follow. Boy, oh boy, would I like that. Thank you very much. That would be appreciated. All right, getting back now. Call number is 818-369-1429. What I was thinking about talking about is our enclosure, how we're doing on our enclosure. I just started this diet a couple of days ago. They got me doing 500 calories a day. 500 calories a day. Amazing. It's not as much as a diet as it is a change of the way I eat things that I eat. And, yeah, I got to tell you, 500 calories, it feels like my brain is not functioning properly. I'm not getting enough energy up there. I don't know how long this is going to last, but hopefully it'll make my health better. Let's see what happens. But I'm forgetting stuff, so if I forget anything today, I'm sure somebody will write me an email. That's Bam at CaymanHunter.com. Anyway, getting on to the enclosure. I want to tell you how far we're going, how far we're doing, what we're doing, what we're up to. Because the last couple of times we've been talking, we've talked about all the different things that we've done in the past. Well, a little while ago, compared to the days of the dinosaur, a little while ago we had somebody who came along and was able to help us rehome all the caiman that we had in the facility that we had. And right on time, too, because we had a little trouble with some neighbors and the brickwork and stuff like that. So we decided to move the enclosure to the exact center of the field that we have, the property that we have on Cayman Ranch, move the enclosure directly to the middle. That way nobody can complain that it's too close to the edges, too close to the side, or there's not enough room to get by or whatever. And we decided to restart, move all the brick over. So what we got right now is we do have the 4x4s in place in the corners. Within the 4x4s, we do have the cinder block. Well, we have the first line of cinder block, and we're working on the second line of cinder block. We have the entranceway already cut open, and we have the beginnings of what's going to be a pond. Right now, it looks like it's approximately 12 by 18. That's what the pond is, 12 by 18. That, again, if you've listened to our show for any length of time or in the past, you know that that's what I would consider the minimum size required for an adult caiman or a family of adult caiman. Because what you want to do is, and you don't need more than this if there's more caiman, but for a caiman, what you need is twice its length for the width and three times its length for the length. And since they can grow to about 6 feet, 12 by 18 is what you should have. And that's what we did. We dug a pond about 12 by 18 around the outside of the pond, but it's not completely dug yet, just the line that we wanted, the corners, a little bit of digging in the middle, just to see how deep we can go before we start hitting caliche and clay and all that other stuff that makes it really tough to dig. However, it does make it great for when the water goes in there, because the water doesn't evaporate or leak through very easily. And I do have a water line that I'm running out of PVC, which is going to have a float on the end and be in the pond. And that way, as the water does lower below the float will open up and let the water from the main go into the water and refill the tank, the pond, whatever you want to call it. So that's about 12 by 18. Around the outside is about 3 feet or so on three sides and 4 feet on the front. And that's for them to be able to get out, move around, swim, crawl, walk, bask, whatever it is they want to do on the outside of the pond, to get out of the water or to nest or whatever they're going to be doing. And since we don't have any caiman right now, since we don't have any caiman right now, we had the time to be able to do this. I say we don't have any, but we actually do have one, although somebody else is holding it for us right now until we get the enclosure finished. A new caiman we call Starbuck. We gave her name Starbuck. And Starbuck starts to reason we're trying to work so hard in getting this enclosure finished. We need to get it done so that we can put Starbuck out of Cayman Ranch. because we're working on the enclosure right now, we had to let it, we had to let somebody else hold on to it in their pool for a little while. So it's in a regular pool that just has water in it, no chlorine or anything like that. The pool had been emptied for the winter. They never refilled it, so it's working out pretty good for us in the meantime. But so right now, so the things that we're going to need that we still have to do, we still need rebar. We need to put rebar in all of the holes in the cinder block so that we can fill them all up with sacrete, and that's going to stay sturdy. Beat them into the ground a little bit, into the caliche, make sure that the cinder block is going to hold well. We need sacrete, of course. We need, if you're interested in making donations, these are the things that we're going to be needing. The rebar, the sacrete, we're going to have to use, not only use it as mortar around the cinder block, we need to fill the cinder block with this sacrete, so we're going to need a lot of that. We'll probably need a wheelbarrow, maybe more than one. We can use the wheelbarrow to move the cinder block from the back of the property where they're at right now to the middle of the property where we're building the enclosure. Also, we can use it to mix the sacrete and water for the mortar. Need plenty of chicken wire, because once the sacrete and the cinder block is done, it's only going to be about 4 feet high. We're going to want another 2 feet of chicken wire. Now, the 4 feet is so that we can view them. The 6 feet is what we'll need to make sure that the people who are viewing them are safe. Our plan eventually, hopefully, is to be able to set it up so that we can give tours to school children from the local area, Austin, Pflugerville, Round Rock, Cedar Park, Leander, Thrall, Thorndale, Rockdale, Taylor, you know, just so that they can get in Hutto, so they can get in and they can see a keystone species of dinosaur, because that's what they are. They're really dinosaur. They've been around 250 million years, just about one of the few that have been around on the Earth, 250 million years. And, yeah, well, I guess if you listen to Bachman, she'll tell you that that they've only been around for 2,000 years because, you know, the Earth started with Jesus Christ. That alone makes my head hurt. Anyway, getting back, we do have we do need chicken wire. We need a lot of 2x4s, a lot of 2x4s, because once we get everything together, we are going to have to frame it out on the outside so we can lay the plastic. We'll need T-posts to put the chicken wire on, and we'll need greenhouse plastic to run over the entire thing so that in the winter they still can keep warm. And more than anything else, we probably are going to need a whole lot of labor, because this old man, can't do a whole lot by himself anymore. So it's probably going to need a whole lot of labor. So if you're interested in making any kind of a donation, rebar, sacrete, wheelbarrow, chicken wire, wood, T-posts, greenhouse plastic, or volunteering your time and energy, please, please, please write, email, call, leave a message, sign our guest book, let us know where you are, when you can come, and what you can do for us, because we can really use it. I'd like to try to get it done before the winter and get Starbuck out there. Starbuck is we just rescued him just recently. He's about, oh, I don't know, maybe 2 feet long at this point, maybe 2.5 feet. Weighs no more than about 10 pounds. He's doing good out in Taylor right now. So we'll pick him up on the way out to Thrall and put him in the pond once we get the enclosure finished. Starbuck is his name. Terry's a big BSG fan. Speaking of BSG, you should have heard it when she found out that BSG was coming out with a Blood and Chrome in October of this year. It's going to be about Captain Adama, Colonel Adama, whatever, Admiral Adama, before he was an admiral. The first Cylon Wars or something like that. I don't know. I watch it. It's fun. She's into it. So anyway, You know, the other thing I was going to get into, and I think what I might do is just go ahead and make it a whole lot, because there's only about 10 minutes left on the show today, so there's probably not going to be enough time to talk about it. But I also wanted to, after I talked about the enclosure, I wanted to get to the differences between the species, the differences between an alligator and a crocodile and the caiman, and also between different types of caiman. You have the spectacled, the brown, the smooth front, the yakari, the Cuvier's dwarf. So there are different, there are a couple of different species, and there's different types of caiman within the species, and the difference between them and, say, alligators and the crocodiles. But I think that just talking about it has taken up about 2 minutes. So I don't think I'm going to be able to get to it in the time we have remaining on today's show. So let's see. Well, I could get back the enclosure itself. Getting back to it, once the cinder block is done, we've got the rebar in, the shotcrete is poured. We're going to put T-posts in various places so we can run some chicken wire along the top. 4x4s are on the outside at the corners. We're going to be able to put the 2x4s in order to make a framing on the outside. And that's going to be longer, I should say, so that we can get a door at the front and be able to let people in and out of the front so they can get to the cinder block and look over the, through the fence, over the cinder block, at the caiman, at the pond. Then we're going to take plastic and throw it over the entire enclosure. We'll be able to do that with greenhouse plastic. And at the front, we're also going to have a doorway so that we can get in and get out and stuff like that. The idea being that we can get a bleacher set up. That's also something that... we're going to need some bleacher seats, I guess, eventually, so that we can bring in the school kids and they can all sit on the bleachers while we discuss caiman, maybe even bring one out of the pond to show them and, maybe let them touch it and see what it's about, do a little show, and also be able to go inside the greenhouse area without going inside the enclosure area and being able to look over the top of the cinder block in at the rest of them, however many we have at the time, which always changes. I mean, at the beginning we had one, then one became three, and three became seven. Over the course of working with caiman, we've probably rehomed or had come through here about 25, I would say. And that doesn't include the hatchlings. We've had a couple of dozen hatchlings as well over the years. We don't do that a lot. We don't do hatchlings a lot. But there was a point where we wanted to try to make a little bit of money to try to offset. Wasn't even making money. You can't even get close. There's no way you can get close to making money. Even if we sold, 50 hatchlings at $200 each, it just wouldn't pay for, all the stuff that we're doing, the enclosure, the food, taking care of them, vet services and stuff like that, especially for the sick ones or the rescued ones. So that we did that for a short time, we did let Angel and Frankie breed. And we sold a couple of the hatchlings. We don't do that a lot. With all the imported, with all the imports and the disreputable breeders out there, we didn't want to put very many more caiman out into the public. However, we did have a need to try to offset some of our costs. So weighing one against the other, we had a couple of. We let them breed a couple of times. We had a couple of clutches. I think there was a total of three clutches, and then we stopped. And we decided not to do it again for another, couple of years anyway. Right now, we wouldn't be doing it anyway because we don't have We don't have any female caiman. So there you go. At least we don't think we do. And we don't have any couples. We don't have any couples. Even if Starbuck is a female, we don't have any couples. We don't really know. She's not big enough yet for us to sex her. But once we do, we'll definitely put that on the webpage and also let you know about it. Call the number, 818-369-1429. That is the call in number. If you'd like to call in, say hello, let us know what you think. Tell us something. Be there. Well, let us know that you're following us, that you tuned into the show. Please, again, hit the follow button on the Blog Talk Radio show. So it also shows Blog Talk Radio that they've made a good choice in having me do a show. Let's see how, hit follow me. If you want to talk to me outside of this show, you don't want to be on the air, again, you can get me on Skype at CMNHNTR, Cayman Hunter without the vowels. You can write to me at BAM@CaymanHunter.com. That's with the vowels. You can leave a message for us on our message board or guest book, which you can find at CaymanHunter.com, all the way down the right side, third column, one of the bottom links on the right-hand side. Well, okay, we have about 3 minutes remaining. I'm hoping that somebody's going to say hello. If not, it's okay. Hit the follow button. Come visit us again. We do this show. We've been doing the show every week. We got a little bit sick and had to push it off to every 2 weeks. And even in that period of time where we're doing it every 2 weeks, every once in a while, on the week that we were supposed to do it, we didn't do such a good job of getting on the air. So we're trying to make it up. Now we are doing it back to every week again. Feeling a lot better. Thank you very much for asking. And we are every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Mountain Time. Oh, let me get that right. 2 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 1 p.m. Central Time, which is noon in the mountains. So if you want to tune in, it's every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Central, which is 2 p.m. on the East Coast and noon in the mountains. Colorado gets us at noon. New York gets us at 2. And Florida gets us at 2. And I guess Toronto also, Wendy, if you're listening. The call-in number for our show, we have about 2 minutes left, is 818-369-1429. Additionally, if you guys want to hear something on my show at some time in the future, feel free to leave me a message either on Skype, even if you don't reach me, put it on Skype. Usually once a day or once every other day, I'll go check Skype, see if anyone's left me a message. Or on a guest book or on our message board, which you can find on the far right column on our webpage at caymanhunter.com. Or you can send me an email, bam@caymanhunter.com. If you want a subject that you want to hear in the future, if something in particular you want to know about, if there's something going on with your caiman and you want to know if it's normal or not, leave us a message, send us a text. Tell us what you want to know. Tell us what you want to hear. Tell us what you'd like us to do about it. And okay, well, let me say goodbye to you people. Thank you very much for listening. Come back and see us again next week at the same time, same bat channel. Please don't forget to follow us on blogtalkradio.com. This is Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central. This is live with the Cayman Hunter. This is Bam Rubenstein, a.k.a. the Cayman Hunter. And you can find me, bam@caymanhunter.com or caymanhunter.com. Also write down this number for the future, 818-369-1429. You can always give us a call. Tell us what you're thinking. Tell us what you want to hear. Appreciate you listening in. Even if you want to get our archives, you can get our archives at blogtalkradio.com. Have a great week.